The government of Victoria today handed down its budget. It was the third budget of Tim Pallas, who is the Treasurer. He's actually come in and suggested that there would be a surplus in this financial year of $1.2 billion. And over the next 4 years, there would be surpluses of $8.3 billion. This comes not only as a result of the expectation of more GST revenue from the federal government, but also as a result of an increasing amount of stamp duty. And by paring back the amount of stamp duty concessions that will be handed out to those first home buyers who go and buy investment properties first. But there's other aspects of this. There's around $2 billion that the state government will spend in trying to tackle family violence, which is almost unprecedented around the nation. And on top of that, also, the government, the state government, has committed to its share of school funding under the so-called Gonski funding, which the federal government has today made major statements about. Let's just see where it goes to in regards to infrastructure, much of which has already been announced by the state government of Victoria. But the man who is basically in charge of that for the opposition, the Victorian Deputy Leader of the Opposition and the Shadow Minister for Public Transport and Ports, David Hodgett, is on the line right there. Many thanks for your time, David.
Good evening, Ross. How are you?
Very well, thank you. The fact that Victoria is in surplus has surely got to be an encouraging thing for the state.
Well, it's encouraging, but I think, you know, we all know budgets very much are about government priorities. And I think what we saw today is that our Premier, Daniel Andrews, is happy to tax Victorians more and more, but he's giving them less and less. So there's more going out than going in. And yes, they're bragging about the surpluses down the track, but I think Victorians would appreciate investment now, not necessarily next year in the election year, which might suit Daniel Andrews.
So in this regard, there's a number of issues that Victorians right now are worried about. It's about jobs, and we certainly saw more jobs lost at the two Murray Goulburn milk processing plants in Kiewa and also Rochester today. There's about 240 jobs there. But on top of that, there's also the issue of gas in Victoria. And Victorians are very concerned that there's been this moratorium on any sort of exploration for onshore conventional gas as well as the so-called coal seam gas. And there is worry that jobs will be lost in industry and also that households are going to face higher bills.
Yeah, absolutely, Ross. Look, the few major issues front of mind for Victorians down here would be law and order and crime, cost of living, jobs, and certainly congestion on our roads. And in relation to crime, although Victorians facing a crime tsunami, but there's no money in the budget for any new police stations or reopening the police stations that have closed under Daniel Andrews. There's no money today to introduce tougher sentencing for violent criminals. So I think Victorians would be pretty disappointed when down here we are seeing a spate of home invasions, carjackings, crimes rising across the board, yet there's no commitment to any new police stations or to tackle that crime.
In fact, and quite the opposite. There is actually a suggestion as part of trying to balance the budget that there will be $1.3 billion worth of savings that will come out of the public service. And when you do consider that the surplus is going to come as $1.2 billion without the public servants basically being cut, there would have been a deficit.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And as I said, the government's crowing about their surpluses down the track. But I think this budget's all about Daniel Andrews' political interests and not the interests of Victorians who just want to be able to pay their bills, know their families are safe, be able to get on and get a seat on a train, their kids that go off to school to get decent education, to be able to get into a hospital, you know. Victorians are growing at 100,000 people per year and none of these issues have been getting addressed and are only going to get worse.
Okay, in regards to the GST allocation, the state government believes it's going to rise to some $14.7 billion over the coming financial year. Again, if you do consider the increase in the GST, if it wasn't there, the budget might be very much not in surplus, as it were. This is where a set of accounts is only as good as the numbers put into it.
Well, absolutely. And our treasurer, or shadow treasurer, I should say, Michael O'Brien, and the team are pouring over the budget. It's only handed down today, so we've just had our first glance at it, and it gives us a lot of concerns about the number of new taxes, particularly when Daniel Andrews promised no new taxes. But we'll get into the detail of that over the coming weeks and days. And yes, Ross, I'm sure there's a few figures in there that Tim Pallas has built in that makes the budget look a lot better than it may well be.
There you go, the Deputy Leader of the Opposition in Victoria, David Hodgett, who's the head of the Nationals. And David, we appreciate your time on the program this evening.
Thanks very much, Ross. Good to be with you.